Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
Got up this morning, took my furry little friend out to do his business. It was still dark and it was chilly. And I came back in and I opened the deck doors out to our screened-in deck and let that fresh air in. My phone said it was 59 degrees, and I thought, this must be the first day of football season. That's exactly what it feels like, because Missouri Tigers will be playing on this Thursday night. We're going to have Lee Sterling on the Patron podcast a little bit later on this Thursday. He'll give you a free Thursday night selection every Thursday this year. If you join the Patron program and listen every Thursday, you're going to get a free pick from Lee Sterling. You don't even have to subscribe to his service. You're going to get a free selection every single week. He has had winning Thursday picks each year for the patrons. Every single patron will verify that. The running count was 27-16 at one point. I'll have to go back to last year and find out exactly where it finished. But he's been very good on Thursday nights. He's going to be joining us again. We're going to talk about all the college football coming up this weekend. It's pretty exciting to have three teams that we're all interested in some fashion or another: Missouri, KU, and K-State, playing three nights in a row. So it does feel like football season, and I feel really great about that on a beautiful late summer day that we have here in the Kansas City area. We'll do football in the second half, so stay tuned for that. We'll start with something that I typically try to avoid. You know that, and that is talking about the weather or weather events. We've spent a great deal of time talking about the Maui fires, which was far different than anything we've ever seen, and is going to be remembered, I believe, as the most underreported story of this year, because there are still hundreds missing, and it's believed there's a lot of children that will have died in this, and they will not give us a count at this point of the death count, the cadavers that they've recovered. They will not tell us how many were children. They still won't say it. There are some really, really weird liberal government cover-up crap going on in Maui, and we all know that. Now, later as we talk about sports, Kansas is supposed to play in the Maui Classic, which is at the Lahaina Civic Center right near where this happened. And that tournament is on, but they don't know if we'll be there. We'll get into more detail coming up in a little bit. But I've watched 48 hours now of coverage of Hurricane Idalia hitting Florida and the southeast of the United States, receiving 10 times the coverage that the Maui fires got. And you know I don't really like talking about the weather. I don't. I'm not interested in this. And I don't really like when all the news coverage turns to weather, because mostly it's a mistake. Mostly it's overblown. They're trying to scare you. They're doing whatever. They wrap it up and put a bow on it and say this is public service. We're doing the public's work. But there's Ron DeSantis. This one's complicated in Florida. There's news conference after news conference and different people on, and they just keep going and going and going. Let me put Hurricane Idalia into perspective for you and why I don't jump on these things and say, oh my God, there's a storm in the Gulf of Mexico and it's headed for Tampa, where 3 million people live and everybody's going to die. The reason I don't do that is really simple. That thing was a category three hurricane. They called it unprecedented. I don't know how any Cat 3 storm can be unprecedented. That's impossible to me. They rate these things 1 to 5, so by definition, we're right in the middle. There's two hurricane categories lesser. There's two hurricane categories greater. And experts now say there should be a category 6 hurricane that has 185 mile an hour winds or more. That some have done this. In Puerto Rico, it reached 185, I think, in 2018 or something like that. And they need to develop Cat 6. If they did that, this hurricane would have been on the bottom half of the scale. Here's what you need to know. Hurricanes bring a lot of rain. There's flooding in Florida. The water doesn't drain all that well. The land is really flat. It doesn't roll down out of the mountains into giant rivers that can take it right out to the ocean. That's not how it works. It often doesn't work that way near the ocean. We know what Florida is. There are businesses destroyed. There were trees down. They had big winds and a ton of rain. That's Florida. Just like we get tornadoes here and giant thunderstorms with several inches of rain in 24-hour periods of times in isolated areas, we get that. We usually get that in May or June. They get their stuff between June and October, hurricane season. This was a Category 3 hurricane. Here's the key number. Nobody died. Zero. because nobody died, here's what the media did. They're now reporting two deaths. Ron DeSantis has said nobody died. The media is reporting that two people are dead. The two people that are dead were in car accidents, traffic fatalities, in the rain, not in the middle of 140 mile an hour winds, in the rain, car wrecks, death. That happens every day in America. To put a little perspective on this and to let you in on what's going on and how bad reporting and news coverage and things of this can be, there were 3,434 traffic fatalities in Florida last year. That's almost 10 per day. That's just shy of, it's over nine. It's about 9.5 deaths per day in Florida, traffic deaths. During the 48 hours of the hurricane, it was two, when there should have been 18 or 19 deaths. There were only two. Why were there only two? Because everybody was locked down. People went home. They weren't on the roads. The roads were empty. People weren't driving. Traffic fatalities went down. They're trying to tell you two people died because of a hurricane. It actually saved lives. Honest to God, nobody will ever say this. By actual statistics in the state of Florida, a hurricane coming saved lives. We had fewer people die because nobody was in their cars. So what we learned from this one is hurricane is safer than driving your car. I've been at this too long. This stuff drives me absolutely crazy. You know it drives me crazy. And the worst among them, it's not that everybody was doing it because everybody goes for, they don't have any ratings right now. They're trying so hard on all of these channels to get people to watch. They can't get people to watch. You have fires in Maui. They don't cover it. Why? Two reasons. It's a long ways from where all their people work. And the powerful elite don't have second homes there. They have second homes in Florida because they live in New York and D.C. and Virginia. And then they have homes down in Florida because it's not as convenient to fly to Maui and back and come back to work in the Northeast Corridor. So this is their little playground. There are hundreds of millions of people that live on the Eastern Seaboard and down to Florida. So they figure, okay, everybody's going to be concerned. Even if you live in Philadelphia, you're concerned this thing's going to be coming up in a couple of days and affecting your life with all this rain. And indeed, it's doing it now. We've learned the shocking number that in five states, because of Hurricane Idalia, 300,000 people lost power. Now, many of them have power back. 300,000 people lost power in five states. Out of how many? 30 million? I mean, honestly, this is crazy. And it's nonstop. It's as bad on Fox News as it is anywhere else. It was nonstop on Fox for 2 days. And I figured out why. And I'm a smart guy, and I didn't see this coming. I didn't see it coming, but I figured out why. And I've written down a couple of quotes of what I've heard some of the anchors say at Fox News, where they continue to show every move of Ron DeSantis. One anchor said, quote, "This is what running for president should be," unquote. Another anchor said, "What an opportunity for Ron DeSantis to," quote, "show his stuff," unquote. Another said, "This is the greatest," quote, "job interview," unquote, any candidate could possibly have, because that's what running for office is. The unprecedented Category 3 hurricane. Category 3 is now downgraded to a tropical storm, but my God, stop the presses, look out up in the Carolinas. They could get 5 inches of rain today. We just watched Hillary on the West Coast. It was a Category 4 hurricane that dumped 10 inches on Los Angeles, and they couldn't handle it. They had flooding in L.A. You saw a little bit on that. But even the West Coast in a major city like L.A. gets kicked to the curb on things like this. I just am amazed at how Eastern Seaboard, all of the news in this country is, and I am sick of it. And as much as I love Florida, and I'm going to Florida in 4 weeks. I'm going to Florida. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to go to Florida. I love Florida. I love Floridians. I love the way they vote. I love the culture. I love the food. I love the beaches. I love the sun. I love all of those things about Florida. But my God, could we shut up on these hurricanes? The one a couple of years ago was really bad and everybody knew it. This one, they tried to scare the living hell out of everyone. And good, if you live in Florida, they get it. It could get worse. It could be devastating like hurricanes before. They take precautions. These people know what to do. They're safe. Nobody died. So we just had 48 hours of nonstop news coverage in the United States of America over a weather event that killed nobody. Zero. And the reason you listen to this podcast is, I'm going to repeat the headline here. Hurricane Idalia saved lives. It did. We have fewer traffic fatalities over the last 2 days in the southeast of the United States than we would have had if there was no hurricane. The damn hurricane saved people's lives. There are people alive today, dozens of people alive today, that would have accidentally died in car wrecks the last 3 days. And they didn't. And they're alive and well. Thank God for hurricanes. Little damage, I know. We're going to have to fix some things. There's property damage. There's flooding. Our insurance rates will probably go up a little bit. That stinks. But what a misuse of media once again. I just am stunned by this. But, you know, Fox is doing everything they can. They want Ron DeSantis in. I don't think there's any question about it. Fox is on the DeSantis train. They would love to see him gain. They'd love to see him be president of the United States. Well, I don't even know if they care if he's president. They want to see him be the nominee and not Trump because they hate Trump, which is amazing because Trump's good for business. For all these media outlets, he's good for business. And they still apparently want out of some of that. For his part, DeSantis does say things that nobody else says. I love the guy. I think he's a better governor than politician. I think he'd be a better president than politician. I think if he got in the first time, he'd be reelected. I don't have any doubt on that. I think Americans would go, this guy's a steady hand at the helm. We like what he's all about. He's pretty common sense. He says things that people understand. And what did he say in the middle of this hurricane? After the heavy rain had passed, he stands up at the podium and said to all the looters out there that think you're going to go in and steal people's stuff, look for the signs because in Florida, they mean it. Be careful when you walk through that door. People have signs in their yard that say, you loot, we shoot. And DeSantis says, we'll back that up. There are laws that back those people up. Stay off their property. Don't touch their stuff. They have rights on their land. Now, that's awesome, telling looters they should take this seriously. Then he says, some people don't have signs, but they live that way. Be careful. Don't loot. This is fantastic. This is the kind of common sense, terminology, and messaging that resonates with the American public, with certainly anyone that's conservative, but anybody that's law-abiding, whether you're law-abiding on the left or you're in the middle. These are laws that make sense. You can't, after a storm, because I left, okay, because I left to somewhere safer, you can't just come onto my property and take all my stuff. You loot, we shoot. Wonder what the law would say about booby trapping your house after something like this. Wonder what that would look like. I wonder what that would look like. KKHI is brought to you by TicketsForLess.com. We have talked a lot about Chiefs tickets and the things they do at Arrowhead with their VIP tailgate and suites and all the great pricing that they have at Tickets for Less. I've been remiss in reminding you that Missouri's playing tonight. KU plays Friday night. K-State plays Saturday night. These games are going to have big crowds. Kansas State is sold out this year. They've sold the place out. They have standing room only tickets this season. If you want in to one of these hot ticket games in Columbia, Lawrence, or Manhattan, call Tickets for Less, 913-685-3322. That's 685-3322. That's the way to be connected with somebody here locally at Tickets for Less. They have over 90 employees now at Tickets for Less. They become a national company that remains rooted in Kansas City. We love that. Or you can just buy them online. Very easy. Any ticket, anytime to any event, no fees added. Use the promo code KKHI at checkout, and you will receive 5 to 15% off your entire purchase, regardless of what the event is. You'll save at least that. When you do Chiefs tickets now, you can bundle the whole thing. You can do Chiefs parking and tailgate passes all for one checkout. Use the KKHI promo and get your discount at ticketsforless.com. It's football season. It is on. Fall is also a great time for people to think about a new vehicle, especially truck buyers. Truck buyers see winter coming up and they go, you know what? It might be time. My older truck has taken a beating this summer out in the heat. The air conditioning was not kicking back at me the way I want. My tires aren't what they should be. There's going to be some weather coming. Roberts Robinson is your place. They can find you the Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra of your dreams. Or if you'd like to get one of the all-new Chevy Colorados or GMC Canyons, they can have it built for you. And it'll be here in just a few weeks. It's personal service, robertsrobinson.com. They'll even have the car delivered to your house if you don't live anywhere near Kansas City. They've delivered cars to Florida, Arizona, Texas. They'll make it happen for you. robertsrobinson.com or call my buddy Tim at 816-826-1563. Remember, on many models, they have 0.9% financing now, and it's the home of the lifetime warranty. Get the lifetime warranty free at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, find new roads. And Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler, family owned and operated. Tim Cross and his family, well, they do the job you've always wanted to have done. It is perfect every time. They work with you every step of the way. And what's better than dealing with the owner? That's right. The owner can be your project manager on every single project Tim Cross is involved. It starts with him visiting your home and asking you the questions about what you'd like to have happen. Then they get their design team on it. They do a 3D rendering for you and show it to you. Here's what it will look like. Do you want to do it or not? Some people need time to decide. Some people go ahead right away. And they get right on it at Cross Kitchens KC. So why not call Tim and set up that free, no-obligation appointment at 816-898-7047 for crosskitchenskc.com. All right, we've spent some time on this podcast talking about some of these older politicians and term limits. And I don't have the exact prescription for term limits, but I think it should look something like maybe 10 years... 12 years, I'd say maybe 12 years in the House of Representatives, 12 years in the Senate seems fine to me, two terms, 12 years, six terms in the House, 12 years. The President of the United States gets two terms, which is 8 years. I would have no trouble with turning all these people over that time. And I would also attach a law to that that says once you've done that, and we need lawyers to write this up. You can't become a lobbyist or you can't go to work for people, companies that you took money from as a politician. In other words, if they donated your campaign or paid you directly for speeches or whatever while you were a politician, you can't go to work for them for at least 5 years after you're a politician, at least. The only way to continue on is to move up the ladder. If you've been 12 years in the House of Representatives, you can run for Senate and move to the Senate. Have your two terms there. Theoretically, you're in 24 years. Then you could run for president. And if you became president, the maximum anybody would ever be in D.C. would be 32 years. Seems reasonable to me. If you got there at age 30, you're out by 62. You can't work there anymore. It's all over. And nobody really would be there that long. We have all kinds of reasons for this. Not the least of which is a new book coming out on Joe Biden. This is the first real Biden book of his presidency, and it doesn't sound very good at it for him. The author is somebody named Franklin Foer, F-O-E-R, and the book is titled The Last Politician. Biden gave a speech in March of 22 where he demanded that, you know, say, for God's sake, Putin cannot be allowed to stay in power. And it was cringeworthy. It was the one that had the black backdrop with all the red lights and looked like bloody, and it almost looked like a Halloween movie or something. It looked violent and evil. And he had a scowl all night long, was in a crappy mood. And he got done and they immediately gave him a hard time and said, you blew it. You did it again, you big dummy. This is his handlers. And apparently, according to this book, he busts loose at that point and says, would they have treated Kennedy like this? You treat me like a toddler. And he's sick of his handlers and the way they treat him like a toddler. He also, in the book, complains, there are people that quote that he constantly complains that he's tired. He cannot really do any work before 10 a.m. And he frequently complains, either the media are all losing their mind or I am. And I would offer up in response to that, it's both. It's not an either or proposition. It's both. The media are losing their mind and Biden's lost his. And I think we all see that. this book will be interesting. I don't think these books ever really gain any traction or sway any votes, but there will be some nice little nuggets for Republicans to campaign on to reinforce what Americans already know, and that is Joe Biden is basically senile. He's over the hill, it's done, he's gone. If he was ever there to begin with, because he wasn't the most coherent speaker that we've ever seen. You know, I like to put it into simple terms. I'm a simpleton. There was no point ever in Joe Biden's career that he could have ever done a podcast like this. Just sat down with a microphone and communicate with people. No point, no chance ever that he could have ever done that at any point. And this man stayed around long enough after plagiarizing others, lying, stealing, making hundreds of millions of dollars by selling American influence, became president. That's remarkable that that's where we are in this country. He literally at no point could have ever sat down with an open microphone and done a podcast. Oh, he could have done one, but he'd need like three people around him. I don't know. He was always reading his speeches and those were plagiarized. This man's got no game, never did, and has none anymore. The book should be very interesting. But even Joe Biden is in better shape now than Mitch McConnell. And this is a very tricky situation for Republicans. You know, the Feinstein thing in California isn't as tricky. California is just going to have one Democrat after another. If she steps down, the governor appoints another one. And then somebody runs and they're covered. They're good. Kentucky's got a problem. Mitch McConnell's home state. Their governor's a Democrat. It'd be a little bit like one of the Kansas Republican senators going down right now. And I don't know the law in Kansas, so excuse me if I'm wrong. I don't know that it would be the governor that appoints them. It may or may not be. But in Kentucky, the governor's supposed to appoint. But they changed the laws as McConnell got older and older in Kentucky to where the legislature sends over a list and the governor has to pick one of those. Theoretically, would this be challenged in court? I don't know. I don't know the law well enough. You would think that the legislature in Kentucky would send over maybe five candidates and they're all Republicans. And then the governor gets to pick the one that they want. I can't say that I know, but Mitch McConnell on Wednesday was the worst of all we've seen of all of these politicians. He's in Covington, Kentucky. He's giving a speech. He's reading prepared remarks and he takes a question. And he's asked about, have you put any thoughts into running in 2026? Because that's when he's got 2.5 years left on his term, right? 3 years left on his term. And he freezes. And he shakes. And he acts as if he doesn't know where he is. And a woman comes up to his right side and said, did you hear the question, Senator? They asked what you think about running in 2026. And he doesn't move. And he's frozen. And his mouth is open. And he's standing there and he's shaking. And the woman says, we're going to need some time here. And a man comes up to his left side and grabs his arm and starts talking to him. The microphones are still open. You cannot hear what the man says. It was one of the most disturbing things you've ever seen. This man does not belong in the public spotlight at all. He should be at home with his family, living out his life, let alone propping him up at a news conference, hoping that he doesn't have one of these freeze-ups or seizures or whatever. He's got brain damage. He has fallen. He appears to be somebody who had a stroke. They won't give the details. And he's the most embarrassing of all of them right now because he keeps getting up there and doing this. It's worse than Fetterman. At least Fetterman's out of sight. Feinstein's out of sight. They're running McConnell up there. I can't believe what we do in this country to keep seats. And I don't have the solution or the answer for Republicans. I'd love to give you something brilliant right now and say this is what we need to do. But you can't let the Democrat governor just put a Democrat in there for 3 years, can we? I mean, you just can't do that because the seat's not up in 24. That's like losing Kentucky in 2024's election. So I see what it is that they're trying to do. They're trying to keep him in there until 26, but he's not going to make it. The Republicans better figure something else out and work with the governor somehow, or at least delay it and have a absentee vote for him for a period of time or a power of attorney or something can be done legally. It's horrible, folks. It is absolutely horrible. And I've never been one, you know, I've always thought term limits, you know, the voters will decide. If you want somebody out, they're gone. We have so many places that are red or blue, period, that we now see what happens. You just get reelected because your state is that party and they're not making good judgments to find somebody better. We got to run people out. If you're good enough, if you run for the House and you're good enough in the House, your state will elect you senator. You can hang around easy if you do 12 years for each. You could easily hang around for 24 years. And by God, that's plenty of time for a person to make the impact. And if you're good enough to go be president, go be president. But this is absurd that these people make that not just careers out. You know, we have a retirement age in this country of what? 59 and a half, you can retire and not pay penalties? 59 and a half, you kidding me? I feel like I'm just getting started on Act 3 here. I'm going to be podcasting into my 70s, I'm pretty sure. Not because I have to. This is great work. This is great work. I enjoy this. I love doing this every day. People want to do that. But they tell us what a retirement age is, and then they let politicians stay in office until they're in their mid-80s and have seizures right in front of us. Oh, God. So much so fast has happened with these old farts. We got to get them out, man. On to sports we go, and it's brought to you today by Back 9 Development. Back 9 Development is online at back9development.com. I'm telling you, man, you just want to have some fun. Forget about your troubles. Log on to Back 9 Development's website and look at some of the cool properties they've built. Look at some of the great projects. You want to dream a little bit? You want to set a goal for yourself? Say, hey, within 2 years, we'd like to have our house up to this. We're going to move. We got a piece of land. We're going to build. Back 9 Development, it's never too early to consult with them and say, we may be a couple of years down the road, but what do you think? We're thinking about a property in this place. What kind of house could we build? What could we do? They have all kinds of great information, and they don't mind you taking your time. In fact, they encourage you taking your time to build whatever you're going to build and make it just right, even if it's a commercial building or investment properties. If you want to build condominiums, TJ Vilkanskis wants to hear about your dream and see if you match up as partners. Call 785-236-0161. You can also see properties available at back9development.com. These guys know what they're doing. Call TJ. Great Life Golf. I played Canyon Farms yesterday with some friends. We played in 3 hours and 55 minutes. The course is in spectacular shape. I won $10. I'm feeling really good. I did something I've never done before. I made four on the first seven holes. I started out with seven straight fours. That's good and bad. The eighth hole is a par five. That's where the streak ended. I double bogeyed. Ugh. So yes, I birdied the first par five, but it also means I bogeyed both par threes. That ain't good. That's not good. Anyway, Canyon Farms is awesome. They have other signature clubs, Staley, Prairie Highlands, Falcon Ridge, Tallgrass, and Wichita, and many daily fee courses. If you just haven't played golf this year and you just want to play once, say I need to get out one time, they've got some very low-cost daily fee courses in the Kansas City area. You can see them all at the website that don't cost very much at all to just get out and play in this beautiful weather this fall. If you want to see them, just go to greatlifegolf.com. That's greatlifegolf.com. And remember, there are 58 Great Life properties now throughout the southeastern United States and Midwest, including places like Hilton Head, Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia. Great Life Golf. Play more golf. Bstock.net. They've got the huge deal going on right now with the Apple iPads, brand new, full warranty, $299. Online, use the promo code KKHI. iPad, or call them for details. They've got crazy deals on 70-inch Samsung TVs just in time for football, $399, and they'll deliver it for $25. That's right. If you have any issues ever, okay, on the website ordering, just call them. The phone number's right on the website, or shoot an email to sales@bstock.net. There's no dash. It's B-S-T-O-C-K, bstock.net. sales@bstock.net. Ask them about anything. The laptops, the iPads, anything that's going on. Bstock customer service. They would love to help you. All right, here we go. Brett Veach has spoken about Chris Jones. Says he is hopeful that Chris Jones not only will be in, but he may play next Thursday. Huh? You go plug and play him that fast? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Look, Chris Jones is up to no good. The Chiefs are saying all the right things. I can't tell you how it's in, but I can tell you how it is right now with me. I'm a week away from the game, and I don't care at all about Chris Jones. I may be the only one that doesn't care. I don't care. Plug and play, baby. We got the Lions coming in. This is a distraction. This is stupid. The team better not be thinking about whether Chris Jones is in or not. This is dumb. This is all dumb. Just do this for me. Chiefs, media, everybody else, let me know when Chris Jones is here. That's all I care about at this point. I don't want to think about him. It's game week. I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care. To me, in football, it's no different than an injury. If we were going into this game and Mahomes had a strained hamstring and we thought Gabbert was going to start, that's all anybody would be talking about. Fine. Let's talk about who's going to replace Chris Jones. Injuries happen in football. Honest to God, he's 29, going to be 30 years old. The chances of Chris Jones playing 17 games healthy isn't very good anyway, probably. It's not the odds aren't with you for any player, to be honest. So, okay, let's just treat this like an injury. Chris Jones tweaked a hammy. He's out week one. Boom. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Lions. Just let me know when he's in. And after that, let me know when he's available. I am bored with this story. This is beyond stupid, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm tired of it. Let's play some freaking football with the players that want to be there, the players that want to get paid over $1 million a game and show up and play a sport. Let's go. Let's play. It's game week. We got real college football the next three nights. We got the NFL 1 week from today. And I'm ready for it, and I don't care about anything else. So wake me up when Chris Jones is here. Missouri opens its season tonight against South Dakota. It's the death row defense. This is going to be a, I won't say a tricky assignment for Missouri's defense, but it will be interesting because I think they're placing a lot of emphasis, and they've had great athletes on the defensive side of the ball. You just do in the SEC. You just have great athletes. And I think, you know, we all thought when Eli Drinkwitz was brought in that Missouri was just going to go out and score 50-some points a game. It's just too hard in the SEC to do that week in and week out. So defense becomes wildly important, and Mizzou knows this. I like the death row defense. I think it's tricky because the scouting for this opponent just isn't there. They have an all-new quarterback and offense from last year. New offensive coordinator, so everything's different. So it's going to be very difficult to know exactly what they're going to do. But the computer says this about our three games the next three nights. The computer says Missouri should win. Again, the lines don't come out until game day because they're playing smaller schools. So the Vegas lines don't come out the week of the game. They come out the morning of the game. They allow you just a few hours to bet on these games because it can be silly when you're playing these lesser opponents. The computer says Missouri should win by 35. The computer says KU should win by 20. And the computer says K-State should win by 28. So Missouri's the biggest favorite of all of them this week. So that would say that their opponent, South Dakota, I think is the worst of the schools. That's what I gather from that. Because I think if we're looking at this based on last year, wouldn't we say K-State's the better of the three teams, KU's second and Missouri's third? We can argue who would win a KU-MU game. We can't argue who won the K-State-Missouri game. We'll find out in a couple weeks who's better this year, K-State or Missouri, as the Wildcats go to Columbia. That's going to be a blast. Lee Sterling will be on a patron podcast later today. We'll be talking about Missouri, KU, and K-State on the show on Friday. Okay? Most of the Missouri stuff we'll do today because they will have already played. But Lee will let us know what he thinks about the teams for the season. And he'll give you a Thursday night pick if you join the patrons today at kkhasissues.com. The big game of the weekend is what? Sunday night, 6:30? Florida State LSU? That's number 5 versus number 8? Ooh. Ooh, appointment TV. A lot of these first week games aren't very interesting unless it's your team because they can be. There's a lot of routes. We know how this works. But that's a doozy on Sunday night. Sunday night football. Oh, yeah. Little SEC versus ACC top 10 action. Breaking out of the gates. Let's go for it. I got a couple buddies lined up for that. There will be no podcast on Monday. It is Labor Day. So I may get together with some boys on Sunday night and watch a little real football. Top 10 matchup. That would be fun. I mentioned earlier in the podcast that the 40th annual Maui Invitational is scheduled for November 20th through 22nd at the Lahaina Civic Center in Maui. And KU is slated to be there with Gonzaga, UCLA, some other teams. It's a good field, like it's always a good field. And they have not ruled out playing at the Lahaina Civic Center. But right now, what they're doing with the Civic Center is it's typical. It's like a Red Cross staging area. It's a shelter for people. There's water there. There's cots. There's clean clothes. Anybody that needs help, they're still using it. They're also using it as a place for people who are workers that are, you know, going through all the debris and doing all the searching to come in and get a meal and get in the air conditioning and things of that nature. So they're using this facility, and they do not know how long it's going to take for the cleanup on this island. November's a long ways away, but this was way worse than Hurricane Idalia. There's just no other way to put it. This was catastrophic, and it wasn't global warming. It was a stupid green energy power company that wasn't working and replacing and fixing its older lines because they were spending all of their budget on trying to develop green energy. And the power lines went down, and the sparks off the lines created fires, and people died. This is, I mean, the information is out there if you search for it, so I can't say it's a complete cover-up, but this is just as bad as it gets. There is no comparison between what happened in Maui and what we just watched with this hurricane. So the officials there are saying, we'll make a decision at a later date whether the Maui Invitational will be at the Lahaina Civic Center, but this tournament is on. We are not canceling this tournament. As you probably know, the Lahaina Civic Center only seats about 2,400 people. It's a very small gym. But the Stan Sheriff Center over in Honolulu seats, I think, over 10,000, maybe 12,000. And there is a discussion because of these teams, some big-name teams, that maybe more people would like to come, that they could sell more tickets, and they would have this thing in Honolulu and maybe take the extra ticket revenue and donate it toward Maui relief, because they could probably make more money by moving the thing to Honolulu. And if they do that, it would be used for rebuilding Maui. We'll wait and see. They are talking about possibilities and different things that they will be able to do here. But the KU tournament in Maui, if you were wondering, is on. It's going to be played. They're going to play it somewhere in Hawaii, so it is on. Former KU golfer and Topeka native Gary Woodland put out an ominous statement on X yesterday, formerly known as Twitter. We did this on the Patron podcast yesterday. I was stunned when I read it. Gary Woodland has been dealing with health issues, taking medications for a lesion on his brain. Gary Woodland is the 2019 U.S. Open winner. He is a strong supporter of Folds of Honor and all things America and American troops. He is a relatively private and quiet man, but has done great, great work through his success in golf. He's very good friends with Bill Self, has a lot of great friends at the University of Kansas, spends most of his time now in Florida because he's a pro golfer, and that's where you can practice and stay better year-round. He's 39 years old, and the treatments that he's been undergoing have not worked. So he has decided, with his medical team and his family, to have brain surgery. And this will occur in September. They have to remove the lesion from his brain, and it does not say anywhere in his release what it is, what the diagnosis is, or what the prognosis is. His mother put out a statement after Gary put his on Twitter and said, quote, we would appreciate everyone's prayers. And there is no more shocking or worse news than this. And we haven't had this happen for quite some time in sports, doesn't seem like. But I've been around and covering sports for a long time, and two people that I interviewed in the very, very early beginning stages of my career were both very nice men with the Royals, Dick Houser and Dan Quisenberry. I mean, that's the first thing you think of. Now, treatment is so much better now than it was then. And we don't know what this is. We don't know what this is. So we don't want to jump to any conclusions, but keep Gary Woodland in your prayers. He's really a tremendous person, a United States Open champion from Topeka, Kansas. The University of Kansas doesn't happen very often. In fact, I don't think it's ever happened. It's a big deal. He's been a great performer. He He was a basketball player, found out he was better at golf, and a truly amazing athlete and wonderful man. And we think and pray and hope for the best for him and his family as he's dealing with this difficult time. Our final is something fun you can do, eating in the sky in Kansas City. That information is brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com. For all your pest control needs, even wildlife. You got a wildlife problem? We got them come out. We were in the yard yesterday. Jessica said, what do you think this is? You think the voles are coming back? I said, no, because there's no holes in the ground. They didn't dig tunnels. Something's come around our new mulchy area and dug out a bunch of mulch as if they're trying to get down to maybe like the roots of some plants, some grasses and stuff, bushes. But there's no holes. It's about a 18-inch by 18-inch flat area. I don't know what this is, but we kind of want to nip it in the bud. So I think we're calling Advantage today to come look and say, hey, what's doing this? We got a problem here. And they'll just come right out and say, okay, that looks like it's X. Because I don't know. I've not seen whatever's digging right now in some of my mulch. I don't know what it is. But when you see something like that, get them out as quickly as possible, because you don't want to wait until they're already tunneling all over your yard or whatever they're doing. So that number is 913-768-8989 for Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Advanced medical imaging, see what's inside. The sooner you find it, the faster. If you need an MRI or a CT scan, why wait weeks with an outside, expensive hospital chain? Advanced medical imaging can get you in today or tomorrow. Call Tricia at 785-856-0224. That's 785-856-0224. For advanced medical imaging, online at medimageks.com. And it's a good time to book an appointment to get your car all spiffied up this fall. Great time of year to do that after the beating it's taken this summer with the new car image, online at thenewcarimage.com. Today is officially the last day that the 15% discount is on. Plug and play at thenewcarimage.com. When you go to check out anything, any service you order, at the new car image, KKHI is your promo code, 15% off. Or call Brad today at 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. I don't know what you've been waiting on. Just do it. Even if you just get the lower end detail, you're going to feel so good about what he's done for your car. It is so much better than going to one of these car washes where they don't even get the windows right. Honestly, you can pay $29 for a car wash, and as soon as the sun goes down, you see that they streaked your windows. And they're worse than you got when you were... That will never happen here. This car is going to be awesome when Brad and his team are done with it. TheNewCarImage.com, 816-499-1470. You like to eat in the sky? Well, there was a time where they served us meals on airplanes. That's long gone. You're lucky to get peanuts now because, you know, some people could have peanut allergies. So we'll just stick with some pretzels, about six of them. You get six tiny pretzels and a half a cup of Diet Coke, and that's it. Oh, but Subway's here to do something about that, folks. Subway is headed to Kansas City. Subway sandwich has a Subway sandwich blimp. It is 180 feet long, and it's a complete replica of their new sandwich called The Beast, which apparently has five meats, and I'll just be honest with you. If it's got five meats, I'll probably try it. I don't really like salami that much, so I'm a little worried about maybe what some of them are, but from the picture of the blimp, looks like you got your traditional roast beef and turkey and ham. That's usually pretty good for me right there. That's a nice combination. But if they want to throw a little chicken on there and maybe some bacon or something, and that's the five meats, I'd probably give that a go. I don't really know what the Beast is, but beginning Saturday, you can log on to their site. If you live in Kansas City, 40 people a day next week are going to have the chance, six at a time or so, to go up in the blimp, ride in the blimp, have them create a Beast sandwich for you, let you eat it on the blimp, and then come back down. They're giving free blimp rides because the Subway blimp is going to be here for the Chiefs opener on Thursday night. That's right. The new Subway sandwich blimp, The Beast, is debuting in Kansas City for the Chiefs and Lions on Thursday Night Football to start the season. And area Kansas Cityans, if you sign up, I assume you'll be selected randomly, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Signups begin Saturday. The rides run Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think up to like 150 different people are going to get a chance to go up in the blimp and eat a free sandwich. You can register online beginning Saturday to ride the beast in Kansas City, the Subway Sandwich Blimp. Hey, do me a favor. If you haven't done it, I know you're listening to the podcast right now. Hit the like, follow, or subscribe button wherever you listen. That really helps a lot with notifications and growing the base of the podcast. Appreciate that. And if you'd like to join as a patron, we'd love to have you anytime. Just go to kkasissues.com, click on Become a Patron, and you are all set up in 5 minutes or less, and you'll get Lee Sterling's free picks every Thursday right here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.